But Swoop Dog makes a line of three, puts his head in front, now a half, three quarters a length. Swoop Dog strikes the lead inside the furlong, battling on Brandon Bay, then nearer the inside, First Accused. But Swoop Dog's tearing away now with the Launceston Guineas. First the Tasmanian Guineas, now the Launceston Guineas, and Swoop Dog wins by 2 3/4 to Brandon Bay.
Great name, Swoop Dog, and he's doing just that over there in Tasmania, or down there in Tasmania. He just continues to dominate those 3-year-old feature races, and he was brilliant there last night to take out the Launceston Guineas. It was the first of a big double there for the young gun in Tassie, Kyle Maskill, and he joins us now on RSN Central. Well done, Kyle. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How good is Swoop Dog?
Yeah, well, he's me and John have had a bit of opinion on this horse from the start, and he's just a genuine stayer, and he's got a bit of a kick at the end. It's pretty hard to find down here.
Yeah, and he had a lovely run there last night, but he seems just to love, as you just pointed out, the extra trip.
Yeah, you know, he does. He just goes to sleep. You know, you could let him can around on him if you wanted to, but he's a genuine stayer, and he's still got a bit of turf at the end.
Yeah, and he seems to be getting better as the preparation goes on as well.
Yes, yeah, he's still only learning. He's still got a lot of upside, and I still think there's better things to come.
Yeah, what is in store for him over this summer carnival?
Well, we've got the Tassie Derby in 2 weeks' time, which he'll most likely go to that. And whether or not John wants to have a crack at the stumps and go for Launceston Cup, it's up to him.
Yeah, do you think that he would be really competitive in a Launceston Cup?
Well, it's hard to say, but I don't see why not. He's getting better every time, and he'll obviously get the trip, and I think he'll get 53 kilos. So, it's why not, you know, but let's leave that up to John.
All right, mate, and you enjoying getting on a horse like this?
Oh, definitely. Makes the sweating a lot easier, that's for sure.
And what about Blaze Forth in that Launceston Stakes there last night? Did another winner for John Blacker. Did you think that you could defeat the superstar mare, Mystic Journey?
We were actually joking about it. Like we were quietly confident. We thought she was forever going to beat her. This is the race, you know. I thought first up, and her 1200 form isn't the best, but I still thought maybe, you know, she might be a bit too good for us. But we had a bit of a plan that we'll go out front and try and dictate it to her a little bit, and it worked.
Was it a case that we underestimate Blaze Forth, and we didn't give Blaze Forth enough credit here last night?
No, well, he's rock hard fit, you know, and yep. His last run was pretty impressive, I thought, over 1100, well, it doesn't really suit him. And, you know, he was the fittest horse in the race, and he was primed up, ready to go, and, yeah, I'm glad it worked.
Personally, mate, you must be really proud with what you've been able to achieve recently in Tassie Racing, and you must be excited. I know that we've started this carnival at the moment, but some of the bigger race meetings coming up just around the corner. It's a great time to be in really good form.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's good having a good stable behind me, you know, with John Blacker. It definitely helps and all that. But, it's just obviously my weight is limits to me to the horses I can ride. And, I'm just glad that starting there finding a couple of nice ones.
So you won't be able to get to 53 if he goes to the Launceston Cup, the old Snoop.
Not a chance.
Yeah. So is there a horse that we can keep an eye out that you'll be riding maybe for the carnival?
I haven't got anything set in stone yet, but there's a few horses I've just been asked, but nothing set in stone yet.
All right, mate, you keep doing what you're doing, and hopefully Swoop Dog continues his winning way, and especially in that Taz Derby coming up in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, thank you.
Great stuff. Kyle Maskill from a famous racing family in Tassie, but he is kicking plenty of goals, teaming up with John Blacker at the moment.